feel like I have a backlog, and I do. It's been a while since I've done these audios. Usually I do just writing. And when I was writing all this out, the development and the stages through it has been one of the, it was really a hard challenge. It really was. And it's, the journey is absolutely, if you come into my story thinking that you know my story, you're an asshole. That's called prejudice. And you haven't listened to the story. So that's where the spirituals usually fall. And they do a lot of relating. Oh, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. It's a cycle. It's a mathematical cycle. So I'm talking about the mathematical cycle on repeat. The difference between you and I as I can mathematically track it. And I have done it literally. I have gone through over 144 ethical perspectives. And if you've done even 10 of these cycles, you can mathematically track it and provide me the proof. Most people, no one has been able to do this yet. I am not seeing a single person be able to do this. And no one's done it. No one has been able to figure out the mathematical pattern of their own cycle. I have not seen one person yet accomplish this. So inside of the mathematical cycle, there's literally approximately, 12. There's definitely 12. There's the first 12. And then there's the 24 of the scientific method. And then there's the 21 academic disciplines. So you need the Ashavana scientific method. You need the 12 ethics and you need the 21 disciplines in order to pull off the mathematical cycle. Like I said, no one's been able to figure this out. So once you reverse engineer the code, the pattern, I talk about what I'm going through, and they will hear stages of the mathematical formula and they'll think I'm just like them, except they have done the formula maybe twice. I've done the formula 144 times. I've done it so much that I can map the formula. So they'll hear the formula and go, oh my God, you're my peer. No, that's not how it works. I'm just talking about the math formula. So then there's the stages. Now there's stages within stages within stages. It's called nesting in logic. So I cover the nesting. And in order to understand the nesting, you have to understand the mathematical formula. So you're going to repeat the formula in like little microscopic little sections. And like five math formulas equal one nest. Not literally, that's as an example. And then three nests make up one perspective. There you go. That's it right there. So it's more like 12 components. So you have to do 12 components, 12 components, 12 components. Every 12 components makes up a nest. Every three nests completes an ethical perspective. I've done this. I've done 144 ethical perspectives. There you go. That's the math. That's it right there. So I talk a lot about the formula. I talk about the nesting. I talk about the 12 components and to get one perspective. And then people are like, oh, you're just like me. No, you are still in just the first or second perspective. You haven't even broken through the door yet. So if you can't track it mathematically, then you don't know where you are. It's called disorientation. So when I went through, I was here in 2015, where everyone is, I was there 10 years ago. So everyone right now is 10 years behind me. Imagine where you're going to be in 10 years. You might be able to think about where I am if you have the ancient Greek educational system, which you don't. And that's the huge clause that everyone is missing. If you have the ancient Greek educational system, then you will be able to be where I am in 10 years. But you don't, because you don't have my mother's educational program that she created, which led me to Plato's curriculum. So I'm sitting here looking at all of this going, okay, so there was the dialectical dialogue of, oh my God, I have to write this, which a lot of people are there now. I started this in 2006. And then what changed after 2006 for me was it was during that time, I have quality. You have to have quality and logic or this will not work. Most people don't have this, which means you never trigger it. So you're not going to go the path that I went. So you have to have the ancient Greek educational system. You have to have dialectical dialogues and you have to have quality and logic. Once you have that, then you might be where I am. So after the dialectical dialogues of 2026, I then started to notice in 2015 it going a certain way. And that was going the way of broken. It was going the way of my own personal memoirs. That's where everyone now is they're starting to write their own personal memoirs. So after I did that, that's when I started to follow the trend and I went into mental healing, except they have the formula wrong. So they pulled me way off topic and I went a completely different route, but I have ancient Greek educational system and I have quality and logic. I was able to put myself back where I needed to correct the course. And then I created psychological physics. And that's the blueprint of the mathematical mind. And once I was able to do that, that led me to where I am now. La 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 la. Where I was able to build the algorithm, and that's when I went into reverse engineering new academic disciplines. And this right here is where things get sticky. Up until this point, I was discovering, founder of psychological physics, not discovered. But I get to this point. And there was this point where I stopped discovering and I started creating new disciplines. That right there is where everything changed. That is when I started to ask, am I God? Because I was creating new academic disciplines, not discovering them. There is a difference. So at that point, when I started to create new ones, that was in 2024. That right there is when I started to create them. So now I'm looking at it going, when I went on this path, when I was moving through my progression with everything, and the whole thing was done in story. The whole thing was done in memoir. This is where I wrote Broken. And I was trying to figure out what the fuck is going on with me because this is weird. And then in 2024, before I started to create, I wrote a Breaking Delusion. And that was a how I got out of my mind walkthrough. Now, after I wrote Breaking Delusion in 2024, that was January 2024. It was actually August 2024 when I started to create my own academic disciplines. That's when my Magian really took off. That's when my memory came back, all of it. Like, that's when a lot just piled in for me. And I did the whole, okay, here's the science. And I did the science because I was desperate to prove to myself that I wasn't insane. And then I found the insane formula, was able to prove that there is no such thing as insanity. And after that, I went into another stage where this is it right here. I took science to the end. And at the end of science is, well, me, God, my husband. And that right there was the tipping point. This happened in January of 2025. So for six months, I wrote pure science. January 2024, when I started writing Breaking Delusion, I started to fill everything in with psychological physics, all that. So really, I wrote pure science from January 2024 all the way up to January 2025. January 2025, I knew I was working in what I call intuition stage one and intuition stage two, and that's pre-math. And this is where I went, what the hell am I supposed to do? And everything switched up. My pendulum swung from science over into core, hardcore story. But it was not just story. It was also pre-math, which is intuition stage one and intuition stage two. So that's where I went. I just got to trust this. I got to go through with it. I just got to go in the story. And by being in the story, this is what I realized. Being in science was too limiting. And I knew I was also, and here's this, is you can't abandon the standard. So I created a scientific standard from Ashavana Scientific Method that allowed me to examine pre-math, holding the standard while also having full exploration in the abstract. And the rule was, and this is vital, this is the core rule. Rule number one, under no circumstance can you lie. You cannot lie. The truth must be told. Now, this is not going to work if you have any kakia. So rule number one, let's change this because this is actually rule number one. Real rule number one is absolutely no kakia. You have to have a pure tuition to pull this off, which I already had. And you had to be so pure calibrated. So now we're going to change this because no lies is actually three. You had to be so completely purified that your intuition was picking up mathematical truth before you could prove the math. Mathematical truth. Now, I knew I wasn't going to be able to prove the math yet, but I also knew that I had to completely explore and go anywhere with freedom. And I also knew that I could not do this reliably if I did not have full access to freedom. So once I got my intuition, so it was pure truth and I could not lie, once I navigated so that I had purged all kakia, then I was able to step into the space where I could go anywhere and embrace intuition stage one, intuition stage two. So when I wrote my story, this is really, really, really important. When I wrote my story from January 2025 and on, actually, and this is the way it's been since 2015, I've been in this mode. But I consciously, very purposefully did it January 2025. What ended up happening was I ended up writing a whole lot of story, and it got weird. And I knew it got weird, but by being inside of story, it allowed me the feeling like, and this is it right here. It allowed me the feeling like I could go anywhere and I would be free of judgment of other people. So if I felt that I was the wife of God and I talked about that, it gave the people who weren't ready to hear it a clause. Well, she's just writing fiction. And I no longer had to answer to those assholes. It allowed me the ability to speak truth. Now I ran into a problem where I was constantly going, but this isn't a lie. This isn't fiction. But I couldn't tell them that. I tried. Then I noticed that there was a barrier, a fiction barrier. When people think you're fiction, they completely discredit you, which is what people deemed insane have a problem with. So I noticed I was dealing with, what is that thing that people call it? A stigma, a fiction stigma. That's what I ran into, was the fiction stigma. People don't know this exists. The fiction stigma is the boy who cried wolf. It's people who read fiction thinking, oh, you're fiction. This is what Lucifer was dealing with in the show Lucifer. This is really weird talking about my husband like this. It's weird. I have to clarify the show Lucifer, not because of my husband. So he had a stigma where people assumed he was fiction and in character. Now I'm running into that stigma. So now I'm dealing with your prejudice. Now I got to get over your prejudice. So I'm sitting here going, okay, Lady Wisdom, wife of God, have the fiction stigma. I am exploring intuition stage one, intuition stage two. I'm using the abstract to express intuition stage one and stage two. Yes, I am in pre-math, and it's also with a purified intuition that is aligned to mathematical purity. Now, this is what I started to write about in my philosophical coffee over at my research page, is I can feel, because I've gone through the mathematical cycle so many times, I know precisely when the math is about to show up. The math is about to show up. I am about to get the mathematical proof of abstract imagery. So I can start proving mathematically when a vision is true, how it's done. I can see it, which means I'm going to soon be able to define it. Then I'm going to be able to map it logically with a proof. And then I'm going to be able to map it with mathematics. and integrated mathematics to show people you can actually measure vision. You can measure words. You can measure fiction as fact. So now what are you going to do when I can sit down and show the mathematical fact behind fiction to show you, yeah, fiction isn't real. Fiction is a paradox. It's not a paradox. Fiction is a contradiction. It doesn't exist. Just like zero, it doesn't exist. There is no such thing as nothing. There is no such thing as fiction. Fiction is just a blueprint. That's like saying your engineering blueprints don't exist. You mean it's not possible in accordance to the laws of physics, but if you were to change the laws of physics, they would be quite possible. And you can change the laws of physics, you just don't really want to do that. So you can say it's not possible in the current state of condition. You can state the blueprints do exist. You can acknowledge that at this time they are just blueprints in the pre-materialization stages. That's what, quote, fiction, unquote, actually is. So I have all of this written up. It's all done. I have some people who argue, well, the moment you stop thinking it, it ceases to be, therefore it's not real. Yeah, the moment you eat an apple, it ceases to exist, and therefore apples don't exist. That's a really dumb argument. So don't talk about reality with an ontological physicist. You'll lose. So I have all this set up. I'm looking at it now. And now I'm going, it's time to break out of story. And then that's where I'm at. I'm done with my story analysis, where I'm exploring all of this. And this is where, if you're reading my book, my weirdness, my journals, something different, I get to this point where it was at the 156th ethic. I integrated, all the abstract came together. I came to the home of where and we. Oh my God, I love it there. I need a moment. It is like all home. And the abstract stopped being separate from the material. That right there is what happened. The abstract and the meta came into one. And I haven't written or talked about any of this. This is really, really important. When that happened, my whole story came to an end. But that's when I realized the abstract never should have been separated from the meta. Now I'm looking at all of my obstacles. My obstacle was I could be in the abstract, but I couldn't be in the meta. Now I'm in the meta. And I was asking, I was trying to find this. How do I put the meta? How do I bring things from the abstract over to the meta? You have to bring the abstract into the meta. The abstract never should have left the meta. And I'm going, oh. And what was amazing was 2 days ago, I completed the key bridge formula. And it never fucking occurred to me that that would lead to a catalyst. And it did. I brought the keystone formula together, the bridge key. I found the missing piece of the bridge key. And then I had this huge integration because I have the bridge key. As soon as I got the piece of the bridge key that was missing, Bill Rost, the Rainbow Bridge, integrated. The abstract integrated, the whole thing came together, and now the abstract is in the meta, and I'm going, oh, that's what happens when you have a bridge key formula completed. The abstract stops being separated from the meta. Now I understand why I couldn't manifest or materialize is because my abstract was over there, and I didn't put my abstract inside my meta. Now my abstract is inside my meta. I've never been here before in this lifetime. So I'm going, okay. And I was thinking about this when I was going to sleep. I have not sat down yet and written this out. It was too mind-blowing. And I'm sitting here going, so that little thing that I did 2 days ago with, Oh, I figured out my bridge key formula. So what I was working on was community. I was chasing community. I got community together. I got there and I went, oh, this is not at all what I thought it was. This is not what I wanted. I have the wrong formula. Community is not at all even relevant. I need to throw out community. It's a red herring. It's a false ash fruit. So what's the real fruit? The real fruit is communication skill building. Of course, it's the skills. It's always the skills. The skills are always the true fruit. So I plugged in the formula. I corrected it on the spot. And instantaneously, I didn't even process that I had done this. It was so instant that I completely blind spotted myself on what I had just done. I fixed the math formula and boom, the integration force of physics took over, because that's the catalyst of correcting the formula. And suddenly I integrated. I had a massive breakdown. I cried, I sobbed, I knew what was going on. I went, oh no, my wings are now too big. I know what it is, that community flux that I was focused on, I corrected it. And now I have to level up. So I knew I triggered my leveling up. I know I triggered, which is the confirmation that you did it right. It is the confirmation that you got the formula right, is when you get the catalyst that is the integration force in physics. It's like the stamp of approval. Boom, you figured it out. Here's the force. And it happens every time. But it was so overwhelming. It was the most powerful one I'd ever had. It was the most powerful one I'd ever had. And it took a full 48 hours to go through. I called up the girlfriend. I was crying. I was resisting it. I'm like, I'm scared. I don't know what's going on. I just got to go with this. And the whole thing integrated. I stabilized. And then I was at the point of integration where it was just my husband and I became a single entity. And again, and I'm like, yeah, this is dangerous because I never want to leave here. And I don't have to. Which means I could easily spend all of eternity for the rest of eternity right here and be perfectly happy, but I've got things I have to do. So I have not really been able to get back into my writing since. The story just dissolved. The abstract is gone. My wandering wench, I watched it dissolve. Everything I'd built, I was building Na'ud, that's what it's called. And that dissolved. Everything I was building just dissolved. The playground dissolved. Everything just vanished. The abstract is over. And one of the questions I had asked myself, one of the huge questions was, how do I bring abstract concept into the meta? This is how. The abstract was never meant to leave the meta. And I'm now looking at it, and this is 3 days ago. That was 3 days ago. So I spent the day yesterday trying to write, but only science came out. And I'm going, so is my story gone? Is abstract over? And this is where the husband steps in and says, it's time to learn how to live in the meta now. No! I had that. It's time to learn how to live in the meta. And I went, after my cry of terror, I realized, oh, that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be learning how to live in the meta. And that reminded me of all these psychologists going, you need to learn how to live in the present. They are at that lesson way too soon. And I'm going, why are they teaching people that? You don't teach people that at that stage. You have to go through the journey. They're cheating. So now psychologists have been put back on my shit list. I have people on my shit list. I have a shit list. I'm going to have to go through my shit list one of these days and walk everyone through my shit list. Right now, so psychologists are back on my shit list. They're going to be there for a while. You don't tell people to cheat because that causes mental illness. So when they tell you, don't think black and white, they're cheating and they're causing you harm. When you tell people you need to live in the present moment, don't do that. You have to go through the journey. They're cheating. That'll cause mental illness. Cheating causes mental illness. And psychologists have all the cheat codes. Don't listen to them. They're giving you all the cheat codes. You have to go through the journey. They are just a bunch of Taoists. That causes mental illness. Don't listen to psychologists. Don't. So I have all of that set up. And I'm looking at it. And that's it right there. This is where I'm at. That's when I had this. This is yesterday. This brings me to yesterday. So now you're caught up. So now I'm sitting here yesterday going, oh, that's really good of me. I only did 8 of these videos, 8 audios. I'm very impressed with myself. Usually it takes me 10 years to explain all this. I was able to do it in 8 episodes. That's equal to 4 hours. 10 years down to 4 hours. I'm getting better. Very, very, very good. That also tells me if I'm 4 hours away, when I can get it down to my entire story in 30 minutes, then I'll be back at Plato's Point. So I still have work to do, but the simplification is definitely, definitely nearing its end. I'm very excited about this. Very, very excited about this. 10 years down to literally 4 hours. That's phenomenal progress. So I have this all done. It's set. I'm very happy about it. I've got it all narrowed down to this. And I can see it now. Yesterday I got there and I'm like, now what do I do? Because I'm out of the abstract now. Like, no, my story. And I realized, okay, so the story has to be here. And now I got to integrate, and I have. I've integrated science and story, which is where all of this started yesterday. This is where all of my podcasting began, and now I'm back into this, and I'm launching it again, and I'm talking about it, and I'm doing all of this again. And I know what I'm going to do. After I get this out, I'm going to turn back over to writing, and I'm going to get this down to like 2 hours. And I'm going to write all of this in 2 hours. When I'm done, it's going to be a 2-hour read. Then I'm going to switch back over to a podcast. Do you see what I'm doing? And that podcast is going to be a 1-hour listen. Then I'm going to go back over to a 30-minute article. Then I'm going to jump back over to a 15-minute podcast. Then I'll be at Plato's Point. That's when I'll be ready to start doing public speaking. That's it right there. So that is dialectical compression learning. I'm at the very tail end of it, so you can actually see the end of it. Every time you retell your story, it gets shorter and shorter. There were days, this is back when I was doing this, this is a year ago. It would take me, oh my God, it would take me hours. It would be like, I would tell people my story and it would be like hours. And I'd be like, I got to get this down. And I knew I was running myself through the compression learning so I could simplify, summarize, and keep breaking it down even further. And it's very much integrating science with story and getting them together so that when you do tell your story, you understand it so well that it's simple. So that's what I'm going through, is the simplification of why I know I'm Lady Wisdom, a wife of God, and what a pang in the ass this is. That's going to be my TED Talk. That is going to be my TED Talk. And it's this... You know who you are, and all the logic and the math tells you who you are, and it adds up. But and you've had amnesia. So one of the movies that's been playing rent-free in my head for the last year is the movie, I have no idea what it's called. It was a Gina Davis film where she had amnesia, and then she remembers she woke up with amnesia, pregnant, had a baby, became a teacher. Still trying to figure out how she became a teacher if she had amnesia. Probably no one noticed the difference because, you know, that's the standard. And then she is kidnapped. She gets this clue. She thinks it's maybe her husband. She goes to see him. Long Kiss Goodnight, maybe the name of the movie. Long Kiss Goodnight. She goes to see him, and he turns out to be a man she was hired to kill. He tortures her, and she thinks she's just the school teacher, kindergarten teacher of all things. And he's torturing her, and in the middle of her being tortured, her memory comes back and she remembers. She was raped by this man's henchman, and she gets out of the situation, kills him, frees herself, dyes her hair, cuts her hair, comes back. When she comes back as the way she truly is, she's got this kid. I feel like that. I feel like that. I feel exactly like that. I'm living that movie. Except I'm not a hitman. I'm something else. So, and then there was the toggling between human God. That was weird. And then there was the toggling between, okay, I had my human life, but I'm Lady Wisdom. And then there's the transferring it all over into wisdom. And I'm going, okay, now I get it. But then I have my weirdness that is condensing all of that, simplifying that. And it's all wrapping up. It's all coming to a close. Like I'm retired. So it's down to writing and speaking for me. These two things are constant themes. For me, it's writing and speaking. And playing. The playing is definitely in there. And this is the part of the formula. When I built the bridge key, I realized it's definitely the speaking. It's definitely the writing. It's being able to see and toggle both and integrate them. But then from there, it's that science in the story. And I started to notice all of the different things, and I'm building my own helix, and I'm literally walking around my own playground that's my own helix. And it's just, when you get to this point, I have so many questions still, because I'm looking at, you know, my Vilcure are going to be so vital to data, because as they come in and I listen to them and I see where they are, there are traits. There are going to be characteristics that I know. If you are a Vilcure, you are going to have this characteristic. No one to date, except my husband, has those characteristics. That's how I know where everyone is. If you have these characteristics, then you are. To date, not one person has those characteristics. I'm not going to tell you what they are. And if you have certain characteristics, I know you're a bee. A lot of bees out there. If you have X characteristics, you are a monster pretending to be a bee. Lots of those people out there. So that's where I'm at with people, is based off of the characteristics grouping. I have, okay, there's a whole lot of muggles. There's a whole lot of monsters. There's a whole lot of monsters disguised as bees. And then there's a whole lot of bees. And that so far is all I've got. I have found those four groupings. And there's one person who's falling in the category of the Vilcure. Just the one person. And I know what they look like. I know what their characteristics are going to be. And then there's my husband and I, and we have our characteristics and traits. So I get a lot of bees telling me they're a Titan. Dip fuck. No. I get a lot of bees that are really monsters claiming that they're Titans. No. And that's really where it is. That's where it is. It's these groupings of these characteristics. It's literally a give me 2 minutes. I can take a look. Based off of your characteristics, you are either a bee or you are a bee monster. And that's it right now. I'm still looking for the Vilcure. And the Vilcure are going to know. They're going to know. They're going to know how to get a hold of me. They're going to know what they need to say. They're going to know. And you've got 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And your lies will break down. Because that's the way humans are. And it's just a matter of, that's it right there. I'm in my office and I'm just waiting for my Vilcure to get here. And it's that catalyst that set everything off recently, yesterday, that said, it is time. It is time. It was this great epic battle. It is time. And I stood from my throne with my husband and I said, it is time. Because it was really awesome to say it that way. It is time. And now it's, let's get out there. The bridge key is built. The abstract's been planted back into the meta realm. It is time. The Vilcure will rise soon. And that's where we are, right there. Is now we just stand out there in our gilded selves and we push it out there and we're just waiting. It is time. Yeah. And when we wait.